语言来读。
袁山，那个应该是十一节啊。I'm speaking in tongue right now. Okay, let's start together. 我们应当。我用英文。Verse 13. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brothers is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know that love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.And we ought to lay down our life for our brothers. If anyone has material possession and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear brought children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, how we set our hearts at rest in his presence.Whenever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands to do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he commanded us.Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gives us. Let's remain standing for prayer.
我们起立，仍然站立祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
we come to you with humility and brokenness.
我们借着谦卑的心跟痛悔的心来到你面前。
We pray that your Spirit will teach us.
我们祷告你的圣灵来教导我们。
With your word.
用你的话语。
So we shall know the truth.
所以我们能够明白真理。
The truth will set us free.
真理会使我们得自由。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
I'm going to preach in Mandarin now.我们知道基督徒是神的儿女。
We know that Christians are God's children.
请问做神的儿女好吗？
Is it good to be God's children?
好的人说大声好吗？
Is it good?
如果我们是神的儿女，我们应该很喜乐。
If we are God's children, we'll be joyful.
因为我们有一个 wonderful father.
Because we have a wonderful father.
我们就不需要忧虑。
We don't have to worry.
他要供应我们一切的需要。
He will provide all our needs.
我希望我们在座每一个人对我现在微笑好吗？
I ask you to smile to me.
因为你，如果你还不是上帝的儿女，你不需要微笑。
If you're not God's children, you don't have to smile.
你可以笑，因为神爱你跟我。
You smile because God loves you and me.
我们知道神爱我们。
We know God loves us.
但是他的爱要借由器皿来表达。
But his love need to go through a vessel to express.
他就是借由他的儿女们彼此相爱。
Through his children, love one another.
我们今天这段经文
this passage
讲到神的儿女要彼此相爱
talk about God's children need to love one another.
很多人一听到这个信息
when we hear this message,
他说啊，我已经知道
oh, I know that.
其实你并不知道
but you don't really know.
他这段经文是很深的一段经文
it's a very deep message.
彼此相爱不是一种表现
love one another is just not an outward expression.
不是表达我多属灵我可以爱你
And not how spiritual I am that I can love you. Or you ask how God's children can love one another.
首先在消极方面不要学习该隐的恶榜样。
In the passive way, we do not want to follow example of Cain.
这边十二节说到不可像该隐，他属于那恶者。杀了他的兄弟，为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的。
On verse 12, here it says, Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous.
兄弟的行为是善的，他已经念过了哈。或者你问到该隐的问题是什么呢？
Or you ask, what is Cain's problem?
他的恶是什么呢？
What is his evil?
我们就回到创世纪第四章第二节到第七节。
Then we can see from Book of Genesis.
亚当跟夏娃有两个儿子。
Adam and Eve have two sons.
大儿子叫做该隐。
The older son is Abel.
Cain.
Older son is Cain.
二儿子叫亚伯。
The second son is Cain.
Abel.
Abel.
该隐是农夫啊，是种地的。
And Cain works on the field.
然后亚伯是牧羊的。
And Abel is a shepherd.
有一天，他们两个都献祭给上帝。
One day they both bring sacrifice to the Lord.
该隐拿地里出产为供物献给神，亚伯将他羊群中投生的和羊的子由也献给上帝。
And Cain in one day. Now Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the field. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruit of the soil as an offering to the Lord.
所以神就看中了亚伯跟他的供物，没有看中该隐的。该隐就大大发怒，心中充满了愤怒。
So God was pleased with Abel's offering, but was not pleased with Cain's. And Cain was very angry.
然后他就怪罪于他的弟弟亚伯。
So he was mad at his brother.
然后就在田间的时候，该隐就把他的弟弟亚伯杀掉。
So when they were on the field, he murdered his brother Abel.
弟兄姊妹，你们会觉得很奇怪。
Brother and sister, you might feel that it's very strange.
为什么一个亲兄弟就为了献祭的事情就可以把弟弟杀掉？
Why these blood brothers that they were because of offering and kill one another?
所以神在这边警告我们。
So God is giving us a warning here.
他说我们不要学该隐的恶。
Do not follow Cain's evil example.
该隐的问题是什么呢？
What is his problem?
我相信上帝对献祭的事，他对该隐亚伯都讲得非常的清楚。
I believe that the Lord have gave clear instruction on how to give offerings to both Abel and Cain.
我相信该隐没有照神的指示去做。
And I believe that Cain did not follow God's instruction.
但是亚伯照神的启示去做。
And Abel had followed God's command.
所以神就悦纳该隐的，悦纳亚伯的献祭。
So God was pleased with Abel's offering.
事实上，那个创世纪那边讲说，后来上帝警告该隐。
In fact, God has given warnings to Cain.
他说：“你为什么要生气呢？”
Why are you angry?
他说：“如果你做得好，难道我不会悦纳你吗？”
If you did it right, wouldn't I be pleased with your offering?
神其实已经对该隐说：“你要赶快悔改。”
So God has gave Cain a chance to repent.
你要移开你的怒气。
You need to put your anger aside.
所以使徒约翰在这边教导我们。
So in the book of John here, John is teaching us.
他说：“我们在做。”教会里面弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的时候
When we love one another in the church
第一个要做的事情
First what we need to do
第一个要注意的事情
What we need to pay attention
我们绝对不要学该隐的那样子做
Do not follow Cain's way
因为该隐自己做的不好
Because Cain did not do a good job
然后看到别的弟兄做的很好
And when he saw Abel was doing well
然后看到上帝祝福那个弟兄
And that God blessed Abel
心中就不高兴
Then he was mad
然后他就嫉妒
And jealous.
我们可能不会杀我们的弟兄姊妹们。
We might not kill our own brother and sister.
我希望不要。
I hope not.
但是我们心中会很不高兴。
But in our heart, we're not happy.
有的时候我们做一些事情。
Sometimes things we do.
我们做的不对。
We did not do it right.
不是照圣经做的。
Wasn't follow God's teaching.
所以神就没有祝福我们。
So God did not bless us.
而且我们有弟兄姊妹跟我们讲。
And brother and sister tell us.
凭着爱心讲。
In truth.And in spirit.
但是我们心里很不爽。
But we did not like to hear it.
我们跟这个弟兄或跟这个姊妹就有隔阂在那。
Then we have a little bit of separation between this brother and sister.
有时候是我们自己做的不好。
Sometimes it's what we did wrong.
有人跟我们讲。
Someone tell us to correct.
我们心里也不舒服。
We do not like to hear it.
心中有隔阂。
There is just something there.
这个就成为我们彼此相爱的一个拦阻。
So this will be kind of a stumbling block.For us to love one another.
弟兄姊妹们啊,
Brothers and sisters.
彼此相爱容不容易啊?
Is it easy to love one another?
我举个例子给你听啊。
Let me give you an example.
我们常常看到有人带小孩来教会。
We see people bring kids to church.
哎呀，他们说这小孩真可爱
呀。Oh, the kids so cute.
哎呀，真乖呀。
So well behaved.
我坦白地告诉你啊。
Let me tell you the truth.
那个小孩子不乖的时候，你没看到啊。
You haven't seen when that kid was misbehaving.
那你早知道半夜是谁起来换尿布啊？
You know in the middle of the night who got up to change diapers?
你只有看到他 cute 的时候啊。
You only saw the cute side.
你没有看到他不 cute 的时候啊。
You didn't see the uncute.Side.
应付那个不 cute 的时候就是要爱啊
And it takes love to take care of that uncute side.
当我们在一起的时候
When we're together,
我们大家谈得来的时候
When we have good conversation,
都很 cute.
You're cute.
都很可爱啊
Very cute.
后来
Later,
大家在一起久了以后
And when we get to know each other a long time,
什么毛病都出来
We see your shortcomings.
哎呀真不可爱啊
It's not cute anymore.
那是真正考验爱的时候
It's a challenge.For the love.
但是神叫我们说不要学那个该隐。
But the Bible teaches not to follow the ways of Cain.
心里面有仇恨。
That there is hatred in there.
心里面有嫉妒。
There is jealousy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother and sister.
这个信息不是只有在对教会有用。
This message is not applying to church alone.
这个信息对婚姻上非常有用。
It applies to your marriage as well.
特别是Husband and wife.
Especially husband and wife.
特别是 boyfriend 跟 girlfriend.
Or boyfriend, girlfriend.
听到了没有?
Did you hear?
特别有用。
It's especially true.
我们常常心里面有东西。
We have something in our heart.
没有办法相爱。
We don't know how to love that person.
还在假装。
And we just pretend.
还在演戏。
We're kind of acting.
所以使徒约翰这边警告我们说你们不要这样做。
And John said, do not do that.
如果我们做的不对。
If we did it wrong,
有弟兄姊妹凭爱心跟我们讲,
and brother and sister tell us the truth,
我们不太高兴,
and we're not happy about that.
我们现在听了今天的信息,
and we hear today's message,
我们要悔改,
we need to repent.
我们要去跟那个人道歉,
we should go to that person and say sorry.
谢谢你跟我讲这事
情, and thank you for telling me the truth.
如果有弟兄姊妹们得罪我们,
and if someone offended you,
因为我们跟他讲真话,
because we tell them the truth,
我们也从心里饶恕他。
We should forgive them.
我们心里没有黑暗。
There's no darkness in our hearts.
为那个人祷告。
We pray for them.
我们求神祝福那个人。
May God bless them.
怎么样能够彼此相爱呢?
How can you love one another?
这边说在积极方面要学习主耶稣爱的榜样。
In a constructive way, we need to follow Jesus' way.
主耶稣的爱的榜样是什么呢?
What is his example?
就是舍己。
He surrendered himself.
第十六节说主为我们舍命我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当爱弟兄，为弟兄舍命。
Verse 16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because God loved us first.
很多人不太知道到底耶稣爱我爱什么呢?
Sometimes we do not know God loves me. What does he love about me?
我现在下面讲的是非常中国式的，你要好好翻哦。我们都知道，水是往低处流，人是往高处爬。
We know that water, due to gravity, goes down, but people like to strive going up.
但是有一个人例外。
Except one person.
那个就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
他是往低处走。
He goes downward.
因为主耶稣本来住在三层天上。
Because he used to live on the third level sky, heaven.
我就想问大家一个问题啊。
I want to ask you a question.
如果你现在可以去度假。
If you can go on a vacation.
没有任何金钱的限制。
No economic restraint.
你就是要去哪里都可以。
Wherever you want to go.
请问你最想去的是哪里?
Then where would you like to go?
从这边开始。
From this side.
马尾, OK. 还有呢?有没有比 this 比这个还好的地方？啊，哇，去 Mount Everest。好，这边呢 ？Where do you think your Where is your dream vacation place？
你最喜欢去的是哪里？
耶路撒冷啊，哦。
Jerusalem。
那不是一个很 dream place， 很 tense。我去过，天天要打仗。Stay home。还有没有？我相信你要去度假的地方。
I believe the place you want to go on a vacation. That is an ideal place in your mind. Where you can relax yourself. That's where our Jesus came. The place that he goes is 10 million times more better.
He came. The place Jesus came is a million times better than your dream vacation spot.
翻得很好.
That's where he came from.
他就从那里来.
他是神的儿子.
He is God's son.
他为什么要来这世界呢?
Why does he come to the world?
因为他要解决我们跟神之间隔离的问题.
Because he needs to fix this problem of God and us being separated.
他不need, 但是他choose to.
He chose to do that for us.
Yeah, 他不需要这样做.
He didn't need to do that.
就像很多父母对他们儿女, 他不需要那样做.
Just a lot of things we did for our kids, we don't need to.
我看到我的妻子对我的儿子的爱, 我就了解一些基督对我的爱。
When I observe my wife, how she loves JJ, I can understand.
我了解一点基督对我的爱。
A little bit, how Christ loves us.
主耶稣不欠我们啊,
Jesus didn't owe us anything.
很多人今天传福音啊,
a lot of people, when they share the good news,
好像耶稣欠那个人似的,
as if Jesus owed that guy something.
要带那个人信耶稣,拜托啊, 请你信耶稣好吗?
As if they have to beg that person to receive the good news.
Receive Jesus. 如果你信耶稣, 耶稣很快乐哦。
If you receive Jesus, Jesus will be happy.
这不是福音啊。
That is not the good news.
神要让你心甘情愿地爱他。
God wants us to love him unconditionally with our own free will.
因为他先爱你。
Because he first loves you.
他从一个最好的地方到这个世界来。
Jesus came from the best place to come to the sinful world.
这个世界怎么样, 你自己心里明白。
How is this world, you know?
非常不完美,
很多困难。 It's imperfect, a lot of pain.
他来到这世界的时候, 他生在哪里啊?
He came and where was he born?
Oakland Kaiser? Bethlehem Kaiser? 他生在马槽里面。
He was born in a manger.
他成为木匠的儿子, 也做木匠。
He became a carpenter's son and became a carpenter himself.
然后他长在拿撒勒, 是从来没有出过先知的地方, 没有出过大人物的地方。
And he grew up in Nazareth where there was no person with reputation came from there.
我几年前去圣地,
when I went to the Holy Land a couple of years ago,
我去了拿撒勒城,
I went to Nazareth.
我去看那个以前耶稣进那个会堂的会堂的地方,
and where's the synagogue that Jesus was teaching.
现在拿撒勒城很有名了,
now it's a famous town,
因为耶稣的缘故,
because of Jesus.
但耶稣长大的时候没什么名的,
but when he was growing up, it was not a famous spot.
耶稣的一生, 我照世人来讲, 他都在做好事。
Throughout Jesus' life, all he did was good things.
他医治病人, 他赶鬼, 他传天国的福音,
he heals the sick, casts the demons out, and preach the good news.
可是犹太人宗教领袖就嫉妒他, 就反对他, 就仇恨他。
But the leaders of the Jews, they were jealous at him and persecute him.
他们最后用罗马帝国的政权把主耶稣就杀了,
and by the Romans' law, they killed him on the cross.
主耶稣做这一切是为了你跟我,
Jesus did this for our eternal destiny. Because he did not want us to be eternally separated from our Heavenly Father. He wants to fix the problem of sin.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
罪是一件非常困难的事情。
Sin is a difficult thing.
当你犯罪的时候,
when you are in sin,
你有内疚感,
you feel guilty inside.
你有羞耻感,
you feel shameful.
你要把它遮盖起来,
you want to cover it.
主耶稣爱你跟我,
Jesus loves you and me.
他不要我们永远活在那个内疚感跟羞耻感里面。
He does not want you to live in guilt or shame.
所以他来到世界解决这个罪的问题。
So he came and fixed this problem for us.
所有的宗教都不能解决罪的问题。
Any other religion cannot fix this problem.
他们只是要你做好事。
They only ask you to do good things.
你问他是要做多少。
Then you ask, how much do I need to do?
他说我们不知道。
We don't know.
你尽量做就对了。
Just do your best.
希望能够平衡你的罪。
So you can balance out your sin.
基督教不是这样。
Christianity is not like that.
基督教是主耶稣为你的罪死了。
That Jesus already died for your sin.
罪得到赦免。
Your sin already forgiven.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is very essential.
Amen. 所以你不在那个罪的控告里面。
So you are not in the accusation of sin in your life.
这是主耶稣对我们最大的爱。
This is the greatest love Jesus gave us.
他为了这个爱, 他舍去他的生命。
For this love, he surrendered his life.
这边使徒约翰就讲说我们要学主耶稣的榜样。
Here John said that we need to follow the example of Jesus.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹们还不彼此舍命还不会，我不太担心这个事情。
I don't worry that you need to lay down your life for your brother and sister in Christ.
我想你还不到那个地步。We're
not there yet.
但是神要我们开始学习舍己。
But God wants us to learn about surrender.
我们放下自己。We
let ourselves down.
当大家在一起服侍的时候。
When we are working together.
Serve the Lord together. 我们每一个人有自己的看法。We
have our own opinions.
有我们自己很多的过去的一些重担, baggage.
We have our baggage brought in when we're serving together.
所以就有很多不同的意见。So
there are just many different opinions.
非常不容易。It's
not easy.
神要我们学习放下自己。God
wants us to put down our own opinions.
什么是叫做放下自己呢?
What does it mean to lay down yourself?
就是为了别人的需要而乐意放下自己的喜好。
What it means is that due to the benefit of others, I'm willing to let go of my own preference.
这边讲到是乐意的。
That you are happy to let go.
而不是心不甘情不愿的。
And it wasn't doing in a grudging way.
而不是充满埋怨的放下自己。
It wasn't complaining and lay your opinion down.
因为这样的话就没有爱了。
Then there's no love.
这边又讲到说我们要怎么彼此相爱。
And how
主耶稣的爱就是要真实的行出来。
And Jesus' love, he exercised it through his way of life.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
真爱带出真的行为。
The true love it should express in real action.
这就让我想到《使徒行传》那边记载的第一个教会。
It reminds me of Book of Acts, the first church.
在《使徒行传》第二章44节到45节。
In the Book of Acts, chapter 2:44-45.
这边讲的人，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need.
有人看到这段经文,
Some people who read this scripture,
我说你看啊, 这个基督教就是实行共产主义嘛,
you see, that they are communists.
因为他们把所有的财产都拿出来,
they brought out all their possessions.
但是共产主义是要强迫大家把东西拿出来。
But the communists is a forceful way of having people to do that.
但这边讲到信的人，他们自愿自发的把所有东西都分享在一起，把所有财物都拿到使徒的脚前来。But
here, believers did that with their own willingness.
我是觉得，因为神在他们当中太强了。Because
God is so strong moving in their lives.
他们就放下了自己。They
let go of their possessions.
他们想到彼此的需要。
They thought of other people's needs.
弟兄姊妹们，请听我这样讲。
Brothers and sisters, please listen.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
你知道很多时候为什么我们不快乐吗？
You know why sometimes we're not happy?
因为我们自己太强了。
Because we are too strong ourselves.
我们一直要我们的way。
I want it my way.
你一直要坚持你的way，你就不会快乐。
When you always insist your way, you will not be happy.
上帝要我们学习放下自己的way。
God wants us to lay down our way.
这个跟今天的美国文化很相反的。
This is opposite of our culture in America.
或者西方的文化很强调我的right。
Or the Western world of insisting on your personal rights.
My personal right.
My personal rights.
Yeah, 不是your，因为我的right，I emphasize my right. 弟兄姊妹们，我们是要有right。
Brother and sister, we should have our rights.
但是我们把我们的 right 放到 Jesus' feet.
But we lay down our rights at Jesus' feet.
我是每次读到《使徒行传》，我非常的感动。
When I read the book of Acts, I'm very touched.
这些人不是傻瓜。
These people are not fools.
他们很有钱，很会赚钱，很有能力的人呢。
They are wealthy, they are well-to-do, and they know how to make money.
但是他们被神的爱所充满的时候。
But when they're filled with God's love,
他们就放下自己。
They let down of their rights.
他们想到弟兄姊妹们的需要。
They think of brothers and sisters' needs.
很多时候我们需要人开始这样做。
We need someone to start doing this.
是放下自己。
To lay down our needs.
这是主耶稣所做的。
This is what Jesus did.
主耶稣也有 right.
Jesus had his rights too.
主耶稣说我是圣子, 我为什么要到世界上去呢?
Jesus can say, I'm the Son of God. Why should I go to the earth?
主耶稣可以跟圣父说你自己去吗?
He said, Heavenly Father, go yourself.
你为什么派我去世界上做这种差事?
Why should I?
我为什么要这么苦呢?
Why should I go through the suffering?
Amen. Amen. 你听不懂中文也知道我在讲什么, Amen. May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
我也看到一个教会。
I see a church.
我也非常感动。
I'm very touched.
我描写一些事情。
Let me describe some things.
然后让你们猜一猜。
So you can guess.
这个教会到底是哪一个教会?
Which church is this?
我现在讲下面是你们猜猜看。 在这个教会里面,
At this church,
有一个弟兄,
there's a brother.
花很多的时间免费的为其他的弟兄姐妹修理电脑。
He spent a lot of his own free time to fix computers for brother and sister in Christ.
他都不charge。
He never charged them.
都是free of charge.
It's free of charge.
在这个教会里面。
He was at this church.
In this church.
In this church.
有很多弟兄姊妹们打开他们的家来为小组聚会。
And they opened their house to for cell groups.
费时费力打扫干净。
And they have to spend time to get it all organized.
花钱花力准备茶点。
And have to spend money and time to prepare foods and entertain.
有时候还特别煮特别的菜。
And special cuisines.
在这个教会。
At this church,
有一个弟兄,
there's a brother.
当弟兄姊妹们有需要 right 的时候,
when we need rights,
他们打电话给这个弟兄,
they call this brother.
他每次都去帮忙,
and he always go and help them.
我开始都不知道这件事情。
At first, I didn't know about this.
有一天我们大家在吃饭的时候,
when we were eating,
弟兄姊妹们就讲出来,
brother and sister share this openly.
我都已经把答案都告诉你们了。
I already tell you the answer.
在这个教会里面,
it's at this church.
你们要假装不知道。
Just pretend you don't know yet.
在这个教会里面,
it's at this church.
我说在这个, 我讲的这个教会里面, 每一次洗礼的时候,
when there's baptism ceremony,
总有几个弟兄花好长的时间来热这个水, 后来把水放掉还一瓢一瓢的把它倒掉。
And there's many brothers that will make sure the baptismal water is warm, and then when that's done, they have to ladle by ladle out the water.
在这个教会,
it's at this church.
有人住到医院里面去,
someone is in the hospital.
就很多弟兄姊妹们去看他,
many people go and visit.
打电话给他,
call.
你们知道那教会是哪一个教会吗?
Do you know what church that is?
我这样讲就是不要让你睡觉。 感谢主就是我们的教会。
I thank the Lord, it's our church.
我们有一个姊妹叫做 Elizabeth.
We have a sister named Elizabeth.
她是从香港来的。
He's from Hong Kong.
她有一天去爬山。
One time he went on a hike.
她下山的时候,
when she came down,
不小心就受伤, 右脚受伤。
She hurt her ankle.
然后, 而且骨头断了。
And broke something, some bone on the leg.
所以就有手术。
So there's surgery involved.
手术以后，他就送到一个恢复的地方。
And when she was sent to a recovering room,
然后从那个地方又转到另外一个地方。
And from there to a different hospital room.
又转到另外一个地方之后呢,
and after that,
他没有可以换洗的衣服。
There's no clothes for exchange.
他非常的
着急。
She was concerned.
她要她的亲戚把衣服拿来。
She wants her relative to bring her some clothes.
但是她的亲戚也没有办法及时的把衣服拿来。
But her relative couldn't come in time.
所以她就祷告呼求神。
So she prayed to the Lord.
她说在她祷告完了过了十分钟以后，
So 10 minutes after she done praying,
就有我们教会两个天使，我们教会两个姊妹就出现了。
So two girl angels from our church appear.
她看到她们。
And when she saw them,
when Elizabeth 看到她们，
when Elizabeth saw them,
她就哭出来了。
She was in tears.
她说我们的神真是信实的神。
Our God is faithful.
我们神他的爱借着我们教会的姊妹们向我们表达。
God shows his love through our sisters.
这个两个姊妹去那边听到她的需要就解决她的需要。
These two sisters know about her needs and come and took care of it.
感谢赞美主。
I praise the Lord.
当我读经文准备这段圣经的时候，
When I was preparing this message,
他这边说凡世上有财物的看见弟兄穷乏， 却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brothers in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
我就感谢赞美主。
So I praise the Lord.
我说这不是我们教会的情形。
This is now our situation at church.
我们教会已经passed这个test.
We passed this test.
Amen. 当有人搬家的时候，好多人去搬呢。
When someone is moving, we have people go help that person.
你可能说牧师，我也做了好多，你都不知道。
And you might say that Jesus, Pastor, I did a lot of this type of work. You just don't know about it.
我们的敬拜团这些年那么早到教会来练习。
Our worship team come early every Sunday for many years to practice early.
很多人吃完饭以后在这边留下来打扫。
And after our lunch, there are people stay after to clean up.
那个是对我们弟兄姊妹们的爱。
That's the way they show their love for everyone.
Amen. 但是我告诉你，
Let me tell you.
没有人知道最好。
When people don't know about your good deeds, it's a good thing.
你的奖赏在天上就会存留。
Your reward will survive in heaven.
所以我刚才都没有讲那些人的名字。
So I did not tell them tell you their names.
因为这样他们的奖赏不会跑掉。
Because we want to secure their reward in heaven.
这边讲说我们要学习这个基督的爱的第三个就是我们要问心无愧。
Here we have to learn about how Jesus love of the third point is that our heart doesn't condemn us.
他这边说从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。 我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大。一切是没有不知道的，亲爱的弟兄们，我们的心若不责备我们，我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。Verse
19, this then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest at His presence.
我在这个信息的一开始就讲，我们彼此相爱不是一个表演。
I already say in the beginning, the way we love one another is not an act.
不是在表达我多属灵。
It's not performing how spiritual I am.
你看我多有爱心啊。
You see how I am so full of love?
不是那个。
It's not that.
我们爱是因为我们被神的爱所充满。
We love because we're filled with God's love.
所以这边使徒约翰讲到一个很重要，说你怎么样来衡量你们彼此相爱的时候是真实的，你怎么知道你做的够与不够呢？
So here John said, how can you judge you love one another enough?
我许多时候碰到一些弟兄姊妹，他们心里面充满了那种内疚感。
I meet some brothers and sisters that they full with guilt in their heart.
他们的爱的出发点是从内疚感出来的。
They love out of the standpoint of feeling guilty.
总是觉得爱的不够。
That maybe I'm not doing enough.
今天早上你要仔细听这个真理。
So listen to this carefully.
使徒约翰讲到说我们的心来印证。
Apostle John said that we have our conscience, our heart not condemning us.
当我们真诚的以行为来对我们弟兄姊妹表达爱时，
When we show love through our actions,
我们就问心无愧。
That our heart does not condemn us.
你不要以为你一直去爱人，对方都会很欣赏。
Don't think that if you continue to love others that they will appreciate.
因为每一个人都不一样。
Because everyone is different.
你可能有时候爱他的时候他觉得很烦呢。
Maybe you love them in that way that they feel annoyed.
因为我们很多时候去爱别人的时候,
when you go love somebody,
我们要讲真话。
We need to say the truth.
很多人以为爱别人就是让人家喜欢他。
Some people say to love somebody is to make them like them. They thought they to make somebody else like them.
很多人以为他们爱别人就是要让别人喜欢他。
They go love somebody so that person would like them.
其实那不是爱。
That's not love.
你还是在爱你自己。
You're still loving yourself.
你是希望别人家爱你, 喜欢你, 所以你就爱别人。
Other people like you, so you get love from that.
很多时候我们爱一个人,
a lot of time we love somebody.
我关心那个人,
we care.
我们要讲真理,
we want to tell the truth.
Speak truth in love.
用真理说,
凭爱心说诚实话。 Amen. 但是很多时候你用爱心说诚实话的时候, 会得罪人的。
But when you speak truth in love, sometimes it offended somebody.
我们看到弟兄姊妹们在做不对的事情。
When we see that they're doing something wrong,
our brother and sister doing something wrong. 不是 outsider, our brother and sister do something wrong.
我们弟兄姐妹做错的事,
我们要警告他,
we need to warn them.
那才是真正的爱。
That's the true love.
如果你今天去看医生,
if you go to see a doctor,
医生检查你的身体,
when he diagnosed you,
你身上有癌症,
that you have cancer,
那医生觉得很爱你,
then the doctor loves you,
就说, 你没事, 没事,
say nothing,
你好得很,
you're good,
你回去以后就死掉了,
go home and die.
那就是爱吗?
Is that love?
你将来还要告这个医生呢?
Then you might sue this doctor.
我们弟兄姊妹们的相爱也是一样。
Our love between brothers and sisters is the same way.
使徒约翰讲到一个很重要的是我们的良心啊。
So Apostle John says something very important is our heart does not condemn us.
我们的心很重要。
Our heart is important.
我们去爱人的时候我们的心很重要。
When we go love somebody, our heart condition is important.
神知道我们的心。
God knows our heart.
所以神在 使徒约翰在这边说, 只要你在神面前坦然无惧, 你是真的这样做了, 人家怎么反应呢是不重要的。
So Apostle John said, when you truthfully love somebody without your heart condemning you, then you have no problem.
在今天这段经文里面,
from today's passage,
第一个是说到消极的, 我们不要像该隐一样。
The passive way is that do not follow example of Cain.
积极的是要学习耶稣的榜样。
The constructive way is that you want to follow Jesus' example.
最后我们要知道,
in conclusion, we need to know
彼此相爱是主的命令。
This is God's commandment.
他没有说我给你们一个建议。
He said, I suggest you love one another.
我给你们一个 plan A.
There's a
计划。
Plan A.
主说这是我的命令。
God said, this is my command.
什么叫做命令呢?
What is a command?
就是我们要做的事情。
That we need to do it.
这是非常重要的事情。
It's very important.
彼此相爱不是一个 sermon 就能cover的。
Love one another does not cover in just one simple sermon.
我非常感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
我觉得这个教会很有爱心。
I feel there's love at this church.
因为很多弟兄姊妹们经历到神的爱。
Because a lot of brothers and sisters experience God's love.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你们要知道人生幸福的秘诀吗?
Do you want to know the secret to life's happiness?
有多少人要知道,
anyone wants to know?
他已经翻译过了, 你应该知道我讲什么了。 你们要知道婚姻幸福的秘诀吗?
Do you want to know the secrets of happiness in marriage?
怎么都是没有结婚人举手?
It's the unmarried people raise your hand.
因为那些married都已经有happiness, 是不是? 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我觉得关键是在我们的中心点是什么?
That depending on our focus.
你的专注点不能在你自己。
Your focus should not be on yourself alone.
很容易讲。
It's easy to say.
我们很多时候有盲点。
But we have blind spots.
我们很多时候以为我们是要荣耀神。
We thought we were glorifying God.
其实都是从自己出来。
But it's from a selfish motivation.
你看到那个使徒行传。
If you look at the book of Acts.
那个教会会那样的光景。
the church is at that kind of circumstances.
因为神来到地上,
because God had come to the world.
然后教会诞生了,
and the birth of church.
他们的中心点是在神他自己,
their focus is on God alone.
不是一直在想我这个人怎么得怎么样,
not about me.
我这个人的需要怎么样,
what do I need?
当人这样做的时候,
when people apply that,
他们就同心合意啊,
they can be in unison.
Unity.
In unity.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
同心合意是一件非常重要的事情。
In unity is a very important thing.
很多教会因为人讲 unity 就 divide 了。
Because there's too many division in church.
不是。 A lot of church emphasize unity because they emphasize the church divided. 这是很奇怪的一件事情。
It's a strange thing.
因为 unity 不是 uniformity。 合一不是变成统一。对，谈得好。我们两个灵很合一啊。怎么样能够合一呢？
How can we be in unity?
我们怎么样能够彼此相爱呢？
And love one another.
要放下自己。
We need to lay down ourselves.
要开始注视主他自己。
To focus on Jesus alone.
我们要来寻求主所要的。
We need to see God's will.
在婚姻里面也是一样。
In our marriage.
在任何的关系里面都是这样。
In any other relationships.
诗篇133篇。
Psalm 133.
第一节到第三节。
1 to 3.
请后面的打那个LCD人打一下, 无论是谁在那里。好, 他这边讲说, 看啊, 弟兄, 这个包含姊妹了啊。 看啊,弟兄姊妹和睦同居是何等的善,何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers, sisters live together in unity.
好,这好像那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上,流到胡须,又流到他的衣襟。
It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes.
Okay, 第三节, 又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山, 因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福, 就是永远的生命。
It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestowed his blessing,
这边,
even life forevermore.
这边诗人就说, 你看,
Here the psalmist said,
他说你看弟兄姊妹们, 能够和平的,合一的在一起是何等的善,何等的美。
How beautiful it is for brothers to live in unity.
弟兄姊妹们, 这真是这样子。
Brother and sister, this
你现在去,
is the truth.
你现在去世界上任何地方, 很难看到合一啊。
Because anywhere else in the world, it's hard to find unity.
Even in the church.
甚至在教会里。
但是这边诗人讲一件事情,
but here the psalmist said,
他说, 真是好美的一件事, 好宝贵的一件事, 当弟兄姊妹们在一起是合一的, 是和睦的在一起的时候,
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
你们当中有多少人, 您结婚的, 举手。
How many of you marry? Raise your hand.
你会不会觉得当夫妻两个人合一和睦的时候很美啊, 家里面很美啊,
It's beautiful.
Amen,
when the husband and wife are in unity.
你们有没有合一啊?
Do you have unity?
很美啊,
It's good.
当父母跟儿女有和睦合一的时候, 家里面很美啊,
How about between parents and children? Is there unity?
It's 不然家里面就天天在打雷啊,
Otherwise there's thunder.
打雷完了就下雨啊,
And then there's rain.
有时候还有地震啊,
And there's earthquake.
有没有啊? 不敢讲。 弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们希不希望和睦同意啊?
Do we want to be unity?
他下面讲了两节,
And two more verses.
他来描述这个和睦, 合一的那种贵重, 那种神的祝福。
To describe the blessing of unity.
他说好像那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上, 流到胡须, 又流到他的衣襟。
It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard.
我的解释就是说, 这就是神的 anointing, 神的膏油，从基督的头上要流到我们每一个人的身上。
This is God's anointing that will come from Jesus all the way to our each one of us.
Hey, 弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
当我们真的彼此相爱
when we truly love one another,
放下自己的时候
you lay down yourself.
神的膏油要下来、啊、
God's anointing is going to come down.
你知道这个解释是什么吗
You know what this means?
你的病就会好啊。
Your sickness will go away.
你不需要再人为你按手。
You don't need people to lay hands on you.
你的病会好。
You will be healed.
因为你现在尊主为大。
Because you honor the Lord.
你让你的太太。
You let your spouse.
你让你的丈夫。
Or your husband.
你是因为主的缘故。
Because of the Lord.
不是因为他比你强。
Not because he or she is better.
我们现在不愿意让。
We don't want to let others.
因为我们这牵涉到我们的自尊的问题。
Because it's my pride.
我堂堂男子汉为什么要听你的？
I'm a man. Why should I listen to you, woman?
那对太太来讲。
And for the woman.
我堂堂女子为什么要听你男子的？
I'm a wonderful woman. Why should I listen to you?
我赚的钱比你还多啊。
I even make more money than you.
哦，现在很多中国的这妇女说，都是跟丈夫讲，我赚的钱比你还多。
People in China, a lot of wives say that to their husbands.
不只是 in China, 我是说 Chinese in general.
Chinese in general.
我赚的钱比你还多。
I make more money than you do.
我为什么要听你的？
Why should I listen to you?
那请问夫妻是看谁赚钱赚多多就听谁的吗？
So is that the competition? We listen to the one make more money?
但是当有和睦的时候
But when there's unity,
当有合一的时候
There's oneness.
家里很美啊。
It's beautiful and good at home.
就像刚才那个姊妹说的
Like the sister shared there.
她最想要度假的地方就在家里面。
Where she wanted vacation is at her house.
因为那个家已经和睦同居了。
Because the home is nice.
就不需要再坐飞机跑到 Maui 去转飞机那么辛苦了。
I don't need to fly to Maui.
因为家里比 Maui 还好啊。
It's better than Maui.
他这边又说要好比黑门的甘露。
Or it's like the dew of Hermon.
降在锡安山。
Or falling on Mount Zion.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福。
For there the Lord bestowed his blessings.
就是永远的生命。
Even life forevermore.
当弟兄姊妹们和睦同居的时候。
When we're in unity.
神的福要降下。
God's blessing wants to come down.
那个黑门是在犹太地北边很远的地方。
Hermon is north of Israel, far away.
然后从那边降到南边的耶路撒冷锡安山。
And then all the way down to the south.
我们要不要神所赐的福啊
？Do we want the blessing of the Lord?
我们要放下自己。
We need to lay down ourselves.
要彼此相爱。
And love one another.
神就把合一赐下来。
God will give you unity.
我们起立祷告。
Let's stand and pray.
我们要领受这个饼跟这个杯。
We need to receive the cup and the bread.
神也是提醒我们。
God remind us.
我们是属于一个身体。
That we belong to one body.
我们有一个主。
We have one Lord.
有一个信。
One faith.
有一个洗礼。
One baptism.
求主恩待我们。
May God bless us.
主耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
今天我已经讲过。
I already said.
他为我们舍命。
He laid down his life for us.
这个饼是代表主的身体。
The bread represents God's body.
Jesus' body. 为我们舍的。
Jesus surrendered for us.
这个杯是代表主耶稣的血为我们流的。
The cup is...symbolize Jesus shed his blood for us.
我就邀请所有重生得救受洗归入教会的弟兄姊妹们前面来领这个饼跟这个杯。
I invite everyone who have baptized and have born again to receive the cup and the bread.
我们就排成一行到前面来。
We'll form a single file.
从最后一行开始。
From the last row.
你来到前面拿你的饼跟你的杯。
When you come and receive the cup and the bread.
回到后面就站在你的位置上。
And when we return back to your seat, remain standing.
请不要吃饼跟杯。
Don't take them yet.
等大家都拿了以后。
Wait till everyone has theirs.
我们再一起来领受这饼跟这杯。
We'll have them together.
我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你为我们舍命。
You surrender your life for us.
求主的灵来帮助我们。
May your spirit help us.
我们愿意放下自己。
We want to lay down our life too.
我们能够爱我们的妻子，我们的丈夫。
That we can love our spouse.
我们能够爱我们的父母。
Our parents.
爱我们的儿女。
our children.
爱我们生命里最亲近的人。
The one that closest to our lives.
我们能爱我们主内的弟兄姊妹们。
That we love our brothers and sisters in Christ.
当我们在领受这饼跟这杯的时候,
when we receive this cup and bread,
求主赦免我们的罪。
May God forgive all our sins.
我们得罪人得罪神的罪。
Whatever we have sinned against God or man,
求主赦免。
May God forgive us.
所以我们领这饼跟这杯,
when we receive this cup and the bread,
不是吃喝自己的罪。
We're not eating and drinking our own sin.
求主恩待我们。
May God be with us.
为这饼跟这杯献上感谢。
We thank you for the bread and the cup.
求主圣化。
Sanctify.
祷告奉主名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We ask the brother and sister from the last row to come forward to receive the cup and the bread. Let's move along. When you receive the cup and the bread,
回到你座位上, 你就在神面前祷告,
remain standing at your seat, pray.
求主赦免你的罪,
may God forgive your sins,
也跟神感谢他为你所舍的身体,
and give him thanks for what Jesus done for you.
大家都有饼跟杯了吗?
Everyone has a cup and the bread.
我想你跟你旁边的人两个人两个人好不好? 就为他祝福你们祷告来凭感恩的心领受这个饼跟这杯。
If you would turn to your neighbor, Bless your neighbor.
Two or three together, you pray and receive the bread and cup. Bless each other.
Let's remain standing. We're going to come.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们爱，因为你先爱我们。
We love because you first love us.
主，我们求你的圣灵继续在我们当中做工。
I pray that your Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts.
除去我们心中一切的拦阻。
Remove any kind of stumbling blocks.
求主继续带领我们。
Continue and lead us.
求你的同在。
May your presence,
你的荣耀,
your glory,
继续与我们同在,
continue to be with us.
祷告奉主名求,
pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
十分钟后还有装备课, 请大家参加, 好吗?
In 10 minutes, we'll have our equipping class. God bless you.